Texte numéro 82. Road pricing in Britain. Commuters say they would be happy to hang up their car keys if the bus or train could take the strain. But can 1.5 million e-petitioners be so wrong about the government's proposed pay-as-you-drive charges? Victoria hates traffic jams, worries about the number of cars clogging the roads, and so travels to work by train. Ultimately, she would love to be able to sell her car. In short, she is just the sort of commuter who is convinced Britain needs road pricing to push motorists off the roads. Unfortunately, she hates her commute. Delayed trains constantly make her late for work, and sometimes overcrowding means she can't actually get on a train, and when she can, the crammed carriages are like torture. So should she continue to pay for train journeys, or should she jump in her car, pollute the atmosphere, and clog up the roads? She needs an alternative. This is no longer just Victoria's problem. So, can road pricing be sold to the public, even after 1.5 million of them signed the e-petition on Downing Street's own website, demanding the scheme be scrapped? Options being studied include making the scheme voluntary initially. Motorists opting in would get money off fuel tax, paying their road pricing charge at the petrol pump via a swipe card that would convey information about how far they had travelled. Black boxes installed in cars would collect information about their journeys. Rural drivers could profit from road tax being slashed and never travel on tolled main roads, emerging richer overall. School-run mothers with no choice but to travel at peak times could end up worse off, even with cheaper road tax. Campaigners against road pricing claim the technology used for charging will cost £200 and represent an attack on freedom by tracking drivers. But people feel they are already doing everything they can to avoid the traffic. Could Victoria, along with all the other tens of thousands of people who stand every day on their train to work, get a seat on a brand new clean train which runs on time? She might give up her car. And Britain could reap the benefit. And is there really no alternative? The French may not be famed for their saintly driving habits, but Paris last week entered the traffic debate by promising to cut congestion by an ambitious 40% without making anyone pay a penny in congestion charges. Instead, there will be more pedestrianisation and cycle lanes, physically squeezing cars out. Trams will link main rail stations, and a new high-speed rail ring road will be built around the city. Cars will be made less welcome, but public transport made an easier alternative. Adapted from The Observer, February 2007.